stretching is an essential part of working out, but some people are wondering if you should still stretch before a workout.
Well, let's talk about it with Fairfax Hackley from BodyMassGym.com and our Best Body Report. Great to have you back, Hack.
Always good to be here.
So this is interesting. What is the difference between stretching and a warm-up?
Well, you know, many of us think of stretching, we elongate our muscles, and we also elongate our tendons and ligaments. When we warm up, we think whole body. So we're getting our body ready to engage in our sport or our activity. But oftentimes, we engage in the wrong type of stretching, and that stretching could be static stretching. And we don't do the things that we need to do to get the body properly prepared to either engage in the activity or compete at the highest level because it's the wrong thing to do. So it's really important to understand the difference between just stretching and warming up the body.
Well, what is the problem with static stretching?
Problem with static stretching is it's isolationist. So when you isolate those muscles, those tendons and ligaments, you may not be getting to the muscles and things that you need to incorporate in your activity. Many of us think lower back stretching, our hamstrings are always tight, our calves are tight. But what about the other parts of our body that need to be activated in order for us to best perform during our exercises? So it's important that we think in terms of warming up the whole body and then incorporating some static stretching to help, especially when we think about preventing injuries and performing at our highest level.
Well, give us some other best practices here for warming up.
Well, the best thing I like to do is think in terms of take a head-to-toe inventory. How am I feeling today when I walk into the gym? Does my back hurt? Do my arms hurt? You know, do my feet hurt? And then make an assessment. What do I need to do to better have a workout? If I'm engaged in a sport or an activity, I need to be prepared so I know what I need to warm up. You know, if you're going to be a martial artist, a punter, a dancer, or maybe a yoga person, you're going to need to kick your foot over your head. But a sumo wrestler, not so much. So a warm-up and a stretching is going to be different for different people. And remember, our bodies change constantly. So how you felt today may not be how you're going to feel tomorrow. So you need to adjust how you stretch and how you warm up according to your activity.
So, Hack, you have any final thoughts?
Yes. If you have any problems learning about stretches or wanting to do more, you need to buy this book, 1500 Stretches, The Complete Guide to Flexibility and Movement by Hollis Liebman. Oh my goodness, there's over 730 pages of stretching. You know, you're stretching the truth. You're stretching everything. This book is so awesome, it even doubles as a hand weight. So if you need to know about stretching, get this book. It's amazing. I've learned so much from this guy.
Huh. All right, very good. Thanks, Zach. Fairfax Hackley, BodyMassGym.com, our Best Body Report.